Customers storm Apple stores as the iPhone 14 hits shelves. 16th marked the start of general availability for 3 out of the 4 new iPhone 14 models. The first iPhone 14, iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Max units have finally made their way to Apple stores throughout the world. The iPhone 14 Plus, the wild card of this year's lineup, is somewhat late to the party and will be available in October. In typical Apple fashion, the Cupertino company shared photos of the first customers lucky enough to get their hands on the new iPhone 14 in an official Apple newsroom post. In addition to the new iPhone, the Apple Watch 8 and the new Apple Watch SE are also available worldwide starting today. For reference, Apple announced these products at its Far Out on September 7th. Joining the iPhone 14 Plus in its belated entry are the Apple Watch Ultra, Apple's most expensive wearable yet, and the new Apple AirPods Pro 2. While pre-orders of the iPhone 14 lineup opened on September 9th, almost nobody, that is with the exception of some particularly lucky tech reviewers, has had a chance to hold Apple's newest smartphone and play around with it until 16th of September 2022. Hence, if you are still undecided whether you want to buy the new iPhone, a short trip to your local Apple store can help you make that decision. That is, if you are willing to wait. Just because the iPhone 14 has launched, this hardly means you can simply buy one straight away. Currently, the only iPhone models expected to arrive on time is the iPhone 14 Plus. The other models are facing delays of days and sometimes weeks. You know what they say, patience is bitter, but it's Apple is sweeter. As Apple's latest devices hit stores, CEO Tim Cook's stewardship has seen the company more than triple its revenue in just 10 years. In 1998, Cook joined Apple from Compaq, of which he later said, "On that day in early 1998, I listened to my intuition, not the left side of my brain, or for that matter, even the people who knew me best. No more than 5 minutes into my initial interview with Steve Jobs, I wanted to throw caution and logic to the wind and join Apple." Cook started his career at Apple in various executive positions, saving the company millions of dollars by reconstructing its factories and warehouses. He also invested in long-term contracts with flash memory manufacturers, guaranteeing supply of parts vital to iPods and later iPhones and iPads. As then CEO Steve Jobs' health worsened from recurring pancreatic cancer, Jobs appointed Cook CEO on August 25, 2011. Jobs would die 6 weeks later on October 5th. Since then, Apple has witnessed a meteoric rise in its revenue as Cook meticulously steers the company in a direction that critics say lacks the innovation of the Jobs era. Naysayers decry Apple's annual product launches as merely refreshers of older established technologies, rather than taking the groundbreaking risks that Jobs did when he launched devices like the iPod, iMac, iPhone, and iPad. However, if you're an investor in Apple, you won't be complaining. In fiscal year 2021, Apple earned over $1 billion in revenue every day.